Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu. Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi, guys. Welcome to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod. But we've got Emily here with us again today. Hello, Emily.
I'm back. You just couldn't get rid of me.
I couldn't shake you. I mean, it took.
I just keep popping up.
It took Tamara getting hospitalized. Can you believe that?
I know. She texted me last night and told she told me she was in the hospital, and I was like, what? Like, what happened? Is this all stems from Scotland? Like, she just got that sick in Scotland that she just can't recover?
Yeah, so she got really sick in Scotland. That part I know. I don't know exactly the timing or how long she was there when she got sick. But then when she got home from Scotland, she still was having, like, stomach pain. And, of course, Tamara being Tamara is like, I'm fine. But Eddie was like, no, you have to go to the hospital.
Go check it out, right?
And immediately they had to put one of those like tubes down her nose, and
yeah,
she had like an obstruction of some sort. And
she's always had those like stomach issues. Like remember she had to have surgery like a year ago or something, right? Didn't she have a bunch of scar tissue removed or something?
Yeah, I mean, she's repeatedly had hernias and all kinds of. There's been repeated issues with her stomach, I think, for years and years and years. But then she posted something online saying that she was there and what it was. And then all of these people, this is what drives me so bananas. Every single person's like, oh, it's Ozempic.
Oh, my gosh. You can't post. I could post a picture of my dog on Instagram right now and all the comments would say Ozempic underneath.
I'm like, of all the people on Ozempic, I can assure you Tamara is not. And right. Why can't people just realize that people get sick?
Yeah, I know. Because they just, I don't know. People on social media, they're a strange breed of people. That's for sure. I mean, some of them are normal. I appreciate the normal people out there that just comment nice things and look at social media for entertainment value. But other people,
I'm like, oh, are you all in the actual ER with Tam and Eddie?
Yeah.
And but either way, she still has the tube in. They're doing testing today, and it's been over 24 hours, and then they will find out if she has to have surgery, which I really hope she doesn't, because recovering from any surgery is never fun.
It's awful. I know. I've had a lot of surgeries.
I've had a lot of elective and non-elective surgeries.
Me too.
Day, and none are fun. But yeah, so that's where Tamara is. She is bummed because, of course, she wanted to get back and get right on into it. And I know that we're supposed to get right into talking about some of the trailers, but I think while we're talking about Tam, we should just continue talking about Tam. So I'm,
Let's do it.
So I'm skipping down. I mean, while we're here, I mean,
you're just going rogue. All right. I'm going to go with it.
Sometimes I go rogue, Emily. You may or may not have noticed, but one of our housewife headlines today was Shannon Bedore is getting treatment after her DUI arrest. She's still doing the stand-up. The TMZ article is here. Shannon Bedore is getting herself some treatment after her recent DUI bust, but it's not preventing her from going on tour with fellow Housewives of Orange County castmates. Sources close to Shannon tell TMZ she is taking responsibility and accountability for her arrest and is currently enrolled in an outpatient behavioral wellness program with an alcohol component. Shannon still plans on participating in her upcoming Tres Amigas comedy shows with Tamara and Vicky. And although alcohol has been a big part of the act, Shannon won't be drinking, and they're adjusting the show to focus more on their friendship. Okay. I also have asked Tamara about this because I personally think it's a bad idea.
I agree. I'm on board with that one.
I think...
Wait, can we discuss who we think the source close to Shannon is that's giving info to TMZ? Is it Vicky Lincoln Bio Gumbelson?
It's got to be Vicky Lincoln Bio Gumbelson, or it's Lannan Schlittler. Like, I mean,
wait, who's that?
Like, whenever it's like a personal friend, it's like, come on. And listen, I hope that she is doing all of these things, but I also think now is the part, like, for reflection and really doing some work. And I think that regardless if they pivot the show, the whole,
but I mean, how much can you pivot the show? Because the show is funny and quirky. I haven't seen it. I wasn't invited, neither were you.
We weren't allowed to be anywhere near.
But I mean, I've seen clips of it on Twitter or whatever. And I mean, they sing Pour Some Tequila on Me. So are we going to change it to like Pour Some Lemonade on Me? Like, how are we going to make it appropriate?
And I think there's a difference between supporting your friend when they're going through something hard. Like if Shannon were to reach out to her and be like, listen, can we go on a hike, or let's go do this, or let's, I really want to see you, or when you get out of the hospital, like whatever that may be in that version. But to say, let's go on the road and just pivot the show that we've been doing that has been primarily focused on our drinking shenanigans, I think is worrisome for all parties involved. And
I think so too. I mean, I don't think it's a good look right now. I think Shannon needs to focus on, I don't know, I'm probably going to get myself in trouble for saying this, but my opinion is that I think Shannon needs to focus on Shannon and her health and her treatment and her, you know, whatever restitution she needs to make towards parties that were involved. And going out and doing a show where you're, you know, goofy and funny and you're, you know, it revolves around alcohol, I just don't think is a good look right now. It's just, it to me, it looks irresponsible. It looks like she's not taking her healing process seriously.
I agree. And
that's my opinion.
That's your opinion. My opinion is similar to your opinion. However, when I asked Tamara, I left my opinion at the door until I heard her opinion. And then, of course, I added in my two cents, but I did ask her. I said, listen, while you were gone, there was some posts that Vicky did about doing the Tres Amigas show. Then they were taken down. Like, what's your plan with this, you know, now that you're back? And she's like, well, not only am I in the hospital, I didn't know of any of this rescheduling or anything like that. She's like, but her feeling right now is that she doesn't feel comfortable doing it in the show's current format.
Yeah. And I think that's a good headspace to be in, because I wouldn't feel comfortable doing it either.
And I hope for not just Shannon, like I can almost wrap my head around Shannon just trying to grasp at anything at this point in time to fill her, her brain or her mind or her mm-hmm. body or whatever it is with something, because mm-hmm. when shit's hitting the fan and it's easy to go to different escapes to get away from whatever you're actually going through. But I would hope that Vicky would also have the wherewithal that Tamara is having and say,
wait, what? Wait, isn't Ding Dong Vicky the one that put martini emojis with her posts about the Trace Amigas performing in Arizona?
Yes. But like, I want any housewife or ex-housewife to be successful in whatever their ventures are, but now is not the time.
No, I think it's a timing issue. I mean, and I think you can readjust the Trace Amigas. They can come back together. They could do something fun and quirky. Maybe they get rid of the pour some tequila on me or whatever. But right now, the timing just doesn't look good. It just looks to me like Shannon's not focusing on Shannon and her health. And it looks more like she's more interested in being out in the public eye and dancing around and wearing a sombrero, which was irresponsible
in the first place.
Best look to begin with, anyway.
Which there were some problematic things to begin with, and now we add this to it. And I just think, if this friendship and if they're all going to stand the test of time, there's no reason to be going out next month and doing a show. And I would hope that their fans would understand the reason that things needed to be delayed.
Yeah.
Or I guess, you know, if Tamara won't do it, I'm sure they'll find someone else that will.
I'm sure they could find a third amiga.
Would you do it?
Not me. It's not me. I mean, Shannon wouldn't even let me come watch. You think she's going to let me be in the show?
She's like, I won't even let you be a part of my canceled show.
Yeah. Like,
I just have to ask, because you're more book smart than I am, Emily.
I don't know. We'll see.
Away with words. But what does this mean? Is getting herself some treatment after her recent DUI bust. She is taking responsibility and is currently enrolled in an outpatient behavioral wellness program with an alcohol component. Does that mean getting sober?
You know, I don't know, because I've never had a problem with alcohol and I'm married to a Mormon. So it's not really like none of that is in my normal vernacular. So I don't know. I mean, the way I understand it is she's still at home all day and then probably goes to some meeting or something where they focus on alcohol and then she goes home. And then I don't know what she does at home. I don't know.
Have you heard from her at all?
No, I have not. No.
And that's not. You weren't one of the people that got the calls anyway.
No, not really. There was a period of time, maybe like a year or a year and a half ago, where she called me a few times late at night. But then when I called her out on it, she doesn't do it anymore. So she's like, wait, I can't call Emily. Emily talks about it on camera. So
she's like, hold up. Emily's like, is it too bad? I know it's illegal to record a phone call without someone's knowledge. I do hope the best for Shannon. I do like Shannon. Before we get into other housewife headlines, is there anything I've missed in your world since the last
time? In my world?
Yeah, since the last time we spoke.
No, I don't think so. I like to talk about other people's lives. I don't really have anything exciting going on. Uh-huh. Oh, that number that texted me about Shane, they texted me again after you figured out his name. He said he was going to get the footage from TMZ. I said, okay, good. Go for it.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait
to keep you guys up to date. Emily did give me the number and I texted. Well, first I texted the wrong number.
Yeah, I was like, you ding dong. That's not even the right number.
But then I texted again. And then he did text back. It took him he was playing hard to get. It took him like 10 hours to mm-hmm. respond.
Yeah.
But then he responded.
He gave you his name.
Yeah.
His first and last name.
Yeah. First, he said, you have the wrong number. And I said, how do you know? Who is this? And then he told me his first and last name, allegedly.
Yeah.
But then what I did notice is, you know, up at the top near where someone's number is, it mm-hmm. actually put his first name there. So he wasn't lying about his first name.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I Googled him, but nothing really came up. So
me
I don't
neither.
Know.
Not in Orange County. So unless Shane's heading off to like get mileage in another country.
Okay, actually, Shane was looking up tickets this morning to see where he could fly to get like a sandwich. He's all about Povitz, you know, leave the family, have a sandwich in Vietnam. Like he thinks it's a good idea.
Well,
he's on board.
Okay, but just whatever you do, don't lie about when he's actually going. Like,
yeah. Oh, wait. So you think she lied or you think she just didn't know?
I don't think I think she was just telling a story and she's like, he's looking up flights and this is why she was just trying to make everything make sense. I don't think she was really trying to lie, but we'll get back to that. For me, not much new to report. I'm finally back home with my family, which being away for 7 days, it's a lot. Like I was with Slate the whole time, but we came home and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so nice. My husband actually loves me and misses me. Like who would have known?
Yeah.
Like I got home and he's like,
yeah, I know. I have to actually like leave the country for Shane to realize that, you know, he has a good wife. I feel like if you're just there every day in their face, they just don't realize it. You have to literally go away. You have to pack a bag and go somewhere else.
Yeah. Well, there was one day, the day that I had my big World Hunter Rider class, like it was my most important day. And I'm not kidding. Edwin sent me at least 8 texts asking me where his iPad it was. And he's like, I know you were the last one that had it, blah, blah, blah. It's fine if you lost it. I just need to know. And finally, I was like, dude, I didn't lose your iPad. It was sitting on the bedside table when I left. One of the kids probably has it, or you probably put it somewhere. And he's like, he like wouldn't let it go. So finally I was like, listen, if I can't get home and I can't find the iPad, I'll buy you a new one.
Yeah. He's like an 8-year-old boy. I have 8-year-old twins and they text me all day asking where their iPads are.
Yeah. But you want to
so
know.
They basically just never grow up.
So then I got home. I'm exhausted. No sleep. You want to know how long it took me to find the iPad?
10 seconds.
25 seconds, max.
Yeah.
I went into the theater room where they watch their sports. And then, this is the best part, I went into his office. And it's sitting and it on the corner of his desk below one magazine. And I walk out and I was like, do I get my apology now? And he was like, where'd you find that? I'm like, on your desk. And he's like,
yeah,
no way. You had it with you. And I was like, no.
Like you had it in your suitcase and you just stuck it on his desk.
I was like, so that's that. We're home now. Kids are back in school. Life's good. I'm sleeping regular hours again. But just in time to come back to watch the trailers. Oh, before we get into the trailers, you guys are asking me, why don't we have the recaps of Orange County yet from the reunion? It's because we're doing a 2-in-1. You will have it later this week. Do not worry. Do not fret. I just really didn't feel like I was 100% in the mental mind capacity I needed to be at the horse show to really dive in.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm caught up now and I'll be ready later in the week.
And it won't be me.
And it won't be Emily.
It won't be me. How fun would that be to recap myself?
I mean, Heather does it.
I'd be like, damn, she's a bitch. She needs to shut up. She yells too much.
She's a loud mouth.
She's loud and obnoxious.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Now we're going to get into The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills season 13 trailer. Okay. It starts off with Crystal Minkoff's housekeeper, Lucy, where she floats the idea that somebody's cheating.
Yeah. I like that the housekeeper is the icebreaker.
Well, it's because it's really the only person that they show Crystal really talking to.
Like, oh, that's true.
Then they're showing Kyle, Sutton saying Kyle is not wearing a wedding band. As Dorit questions why Kyle would tattoo her initials onto Morgan. So I did.
Okay, wait. So Morgan got the tattoo.
Morgan got the tattoo. Kyle tattooed
of Kyle's.
It on.
Oh, Kyle tattooed it on.
Yes. Okay. So I was talking.
I watched the trailer twice, but I didn't really understand what was going on in that scene.
I talked to Kyle that day. And okay, let's make a couple things clear. Have you noticed how many tattoos Morgan has?
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Do you think she seems super picky about the tattoos she's putting on her body?
Like, are they well thought out and planned?
Like, do you think she's like, I need it to be that one? I think they both, I remember them telling me they thought it was so funny. And the reason they put a K is, the reason Kyle put a K was because then she could add anything else she wanted to it. They thought it'd be a funny joke. Ha ha ha. But of course, it now has metamorphosed into so much more. But I think if a letter K was tattooed onto my body, it might be more of a red flag than somebody that probably has, I don't know, over 100 tattoos.
Yeah. I mean, you could just change that K into like Kit Kat or something.
You could be like my dad and where he changed my mom's face into Jesus. He had a huge
tattoo. What did he change it into?
Jesus.
Oh.
He had a huge tattoo of my mom's face. And then when they got divorced, he just put a mustache on it and like made her.
And made it Jesus? Oh, that's funny.
But then, you know, it continues on where Mauricio jokes, I'm just glad that it's you having an affair. Obviously, because of all the past rumors in the past. And then complete strangers are alike. You made us believe in true love. Kyle cries to Erica. Erica tells Kyle there are only two people in this marriage and everybody else can fuck off. Then Dorit and PK have some marriage trouble of their own as Dorit continues to navigate life after the robbery. Garcelle's teen sons confront her over her parenting style. New housewife Anne Marie makes quite the first impression getting into it with Crystal. And then, did you know that it's only $7 for a naked bundle of Denise Richards on OnlyFans?
Well, I did know that. I did not know that. I should ask Shane. Shane probably knows that.
I knew that. And then Denise saying, you're one evil woman. And Erica responds, I am. Like, what are your overall thoughts on this trailer?
I watched it and I thought it was really good. I thought it was interesting. It made me want to watch. It made me want to figure out the whole Mauricio Kyle thing. I felt badly for them. I felt badly when she was talking about the family with the daughters sitting there and they were crying. I mean, I don't know what the context is. I don't know what the conversation was prior to that, but clearly it was something deep and emotional. My heart went out to them. If they're having, you know, conversations about them possibly splitting up or whatever. And I mean, that's, I don't care if you're a small child or an adult child, that's a horrible conversation
to have, especially on television.
Right. With cameras there and everything. And I don't know. I thought it looked deep. I thought it looked interesting. And I thought the whole Denise Richards thing, I didn't know she filmed. I didn't have any idea about that. So is she a friend or is she just like, is she like Vicky Lincoln Bio Gunvalson who just shows up and makes a couple cameos?
She's like Vicky Lincoln Bio Gunvalson that shows up and makes a couple cameos. Like okay. She went to Kyle's white party, but she didn't wear white. Like there was a couple instances like that. I do know that night, I mean, Erica shared with us on the pod when she was on that she put her jacket on backwards, like multiple, like
on purpose to be funny or she?
No, like she was, she was more drunk than Emily Cucumber.
Oh yeah, that's drunk. Like that's very drunk.
Allegedly. than a no salad dressing Emily.
Yeah.
But I don't know. The one part, and listen, I'm really not trying to be biased. I'm just saying this. But there's something about the way that when Sutton's talking about other people, her face lights up with this excitement about pain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like she's like, I mean, she doesn't have the ring on.
She's in denial.
And
it's her marriage.
Yeah, like she's, there's just something, you know, the way that Garcelle is able to navigate it is more like she's given little sound bites. But like, I actually wonder, is Sutton just delighted in other people's pain?
I do think that there are people like that like, out there.
Like, phew.
I don't know Sutton. Do you know Sutton well? I don't know. I've met her. I met her at a concert once. She was really sweet, but you know. I met her for 5 minutes.
Sutton doesn't particularly like me much, but I will see new housewife Anne Marie on Sunday because our sons are playing against one another in football. Oh, but I have to say, rivalry. It's not really a fair game because her husband and Reggie Bush are the coaches of her son's team.
Oh, that's completely unfair.
Meanwhile, we got like my son's friend's brother's Hank. Like there's just two, you know, Frank's the coach, you know, like he never played pro ball. We got, and then like Cruz was like, I really got to bring my A game because it's the Marcellus and Reggie Bush team.
Is it like being on a reality show with a trained actress?
It probably is.
It feels a little unfair sometimes.
I mean, well, I'll let you know next week once I find out if Cruz wins or loses this game. But the likelihood of Cruz winning, because I've been watching this team because they separate the field onto two sides. And I've seen that team play before. And I'm like, shit, I'm worried for when it's Cruz's turn. But yeah, I do think it seems like the season is going to be very Kyle driven and what's going on in your life. What did you think about the Dorit and PK conversation?
I guess he irritated me when she was talking about PTSD and he kind of dismissed it because I feel like men just do that in general. Like that's probably one of my problems with Shane or why we argue is because when I try to be deep or explain how I feel about something or why I get upset or why I yelled, it's just men are so, you know, black and white. Like, we'll just don't do it anymore. We'll just don't say that. We'll just don't talk about it. And he, I don't know. I got that feeling from him, you know, but that's why, you know, women and men were just too completely different. There's a lot of misfiring going on.
But I have a question. Sometimes in conversations, and maybe this is just me, there are certain conversations that I have with my husband. Like I will have a serious conversation with him once, but then I actually will go to my friends or my therapist or whoever it may be when things are really continuing to
be contentious.
Yes. Because so? Not even contentious, just because sometimes I don't want things to be fixed. Mm-hmm. Like I just need to keep talking about it because it's weighing on me. But he said something along the lines of, well, you continue to talk about it, it's annoying. Or it was something along those lines, if I messed it up. Mm-hmm. And so then you start to wonder, like, how many conversations were had about this? And knowing that she can also, and I'm not saying that she would, I would have PTSD about that as well, too. I mean, it was a major traumatic event.
Right.
But I do think that every relationship, you reach your threshold. Of like, okay, well, then do something about it.
Yeah, like I feel like with men, especially with Shane, I mean, he's like most men, right? There's like a statute of limitations on how long you're allowed to talk about something and grieve something. And then they're like, all right, I'm done. I've heard it a million times. Move on. And I do think as women, we're much more emotional creatures. And I do talk about the same things over and over and over. And I think sometimes that's why I have girlfriends, because Shane just doesn't want to hear it anymore. Yeah. He's just done. He's at his threshold. He's like, I know, I get it. You don't get along with your mom. I've heard it for 15 years. Like, move on.
Like, what do you want me to do about
what
it?
What do you want me to do?
Like, shit or get off the pot at this point.
I know. That's why he tells me, good luck. You know, when I'm like, I got to go talk to my mom. Good luck.
Yeah. Cause, and then he's like, great. I get to hear the same story about the same ending. Cause the same thing's going to happen again. Cause the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. But
I'm clearly insane.
Yeah. I mean, clearly we all are. But speaking of insane.
That was insane.
I have to say, when you, between the two, like if I was just watching both trailers only, that was my sole thing. I was more dialed in to Miami. Mm-hmm. Like I think both are showing a lot of depth. But I think Beverly Hills seemed like it was depth with one person.
Yeah. And I get that. And I see your point. But as someone who hasn't watched either shows and I watched both trailers simultaneously back to back, I guess I was more dialed into the Beverly Hills because I felt like it was just deeper subject matter with like the PTSD and the robbery and the cheating and the Morgan and the marriage. I don't know. I just felt like Miami, I felt like it was like watching a carnival with costumes with some occasional screaming going on. Just confused by the whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, I get your point. Because I have the history of watching both shows, I feel like I saw a lot of what I'm seeing in Beverly Hills last year.
Yeah. See, and I don't have any perspective because I haven't watched it. So that was like completely new to me. And I haven't watched any of Miami either. So I just, but the trailer, I did love the end. How many times did Lisa yell, fuck you, back to the other girl that said, fuck you? But I didn't know if they edited it like on a loop or if they were actually just kept going back and forth like that.
Well, it starts out with, you're the one who tried to F my ex. You're a snake eating your own tail. I don't know that snakes eat their own tails.
I didn't know that either. I mean, maybe I should have Googled that. But it seemed, I feel like if it ate its own tail, then it's just all a tail.
Right. If it ate.
So does that just mean it just eats itself?
Or does it eat, like, at the end of a snake, doesn't it have those, like, little coils or balls things that make noise if, like, it's a rattlesnake?
It's just a rattlesnake. But there's, like, lots of different kinds of snakes.
But so are they eating their own young? I mean, I don't know. Yeah. Clearly, you don't listen to the twats for our knowledge.
Biological or reptile information.
I mean, I've been calling, because my horses' names are Froggy and Toad, I've been calling them reptiles for a really long time, and everyone on Instagram's like, they're amphibians. Frogs and toads are amphibians, you idiot. I'm like,
oh yeah,
right, got it. Then Maricel screams at Adriana before she responds, I'm no longer afraid of your poison. Oh, so they both did a snake reference. Got it. They might have written those out before they filmed, because would you have...
I don't know. I mean, but frogs could be poisonous too.
I mean, they could. But then Alexia is undergoing, this part shocked me. So you don't know the backstory of this, but like Alexia's I don't know if it's considered a condo or a house or whatever mm-hmm. it is that she lives in Miami was yeah. insane. Like the biggest, most gigantic, like best view, like the cars mm-hmm. are in a garage that like is also an elevator. Like we're talking like, as Terry DeBrow would say, like,
fuck you money.
Yeah, but fuck.
Oh, fuck everybody
fuck
money.
Fuck everybody money.
So it was a fuck everybody condo.
Yeah, it was a fuck everybody's money condo. But to say they're undergoing some financial issues and is and she's telling her son, Peter, that they have to be out of the apartment 15 days. Like,
okay, so then they rented, so they didn't own it, right?
Well, unless we have no idea. I mean, it could allegedly be in foreclosure, right?
Well, I feel like if it was in foreclosure, there would have been like TMZ articles about it, right? Because when stuff goes in foreclosure, it's public record and then everybody picks that up.
Oh, right. We would have known already.
Yes, that's what makes me think she didn't own it and she was renting. So maybe, and again, I've never watched the show, so I'm just speculating here, but it made me think she was renting, that she got notice that she hadn't been paying rent and she had to be out in 15 days.
Either way, that's going to be dicey. And then the trailer shows that Gertie tearfully revealing her breast cancer diagnosis mm-hmm. to her friends before taking cameras with her as she preps for surgery. There's also a point where she's fighting with everybody, or everybody's mm-hmm. fighting, and she's like, look yeah. what I had to go through today. And she rips.
Yeah.
And that really put everything into perspective, like the dumb shit that we all fight about.
Right.
And then you see, I'm like, I cannot.
Yeah. I mean, that was a moment. I'd have to agree. I mean, I felt like the whole trailer was very like carnival costumey, fun, crazy. And then that moment I was like, wow, that was intense. Like that was a deep moment. I mean, it's and you're right. It is true. It does put everything in perspective. It's like, really, we're going to sit here and call each other snakes and you had sex with this person. And then it's like, I had to shave my head because I have breast cancer.
Yeah.
I mean, like everybody should just shut up and sit down at that point.
And then we get into even more cancer stuff because we also see Julia's wife, Martina, undergoing treatments for stage 1 throat and breast cancer. Though Martina isn't feeling as much support from Julia, it appears. She said, my last treatment was 3 days ago and not a peep out of you, Martina tells Julia. You forgot. So to give you backstory, last season, mm-hmm. you see the two of them kind of going through, like they become empty nesters, like their kids had lived with them. And then all of a sudden one of the daughters went to go live with her dad. And then the other one went off to call it something like that. And Julia was really struggling with just spending alone time with Martina. And Martina mm-hmm. kept saying, like, I want to be able to spend this time with just you. I want it to be us. And then Julia starts going through an adoption process of wanting to adopt a baby because she didn't like the feeling of them being alone. So then you see this and you're like, shit. Like that was concerning to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also see. Like in the same token, I've probably reminded Edwin 83,000 times that my appointment is on Wednesday for me to start mm-hmm. my immunization or immunotherapy cream on my back. And like this morning, like clockwork, he's like, hey, when's your appointment? I'm like, it's Wednesday. Yeah. It's Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. Like
it's with the iPad in your office.
It's with That's the iPad under the magazine.
Under the magazine in your office.
It's like not also, it's also in your calendar. Like, do I think it means he loves me any less or any more? No, but like, he's just not the most observant when it comes to like my schedule.
Well, it's because when you tell him, he doesn't listen. So then you have to tell him again and again, they don't listen. And then you have to tell him again and they still don't listen. It's just,
but then they act like you didn't tell them and that you're the problem.
I know. Then I get that. Well, did you put it in the calendar? Well, no, but I did tell you 50 times, but I guess it's my fault now because I didn't put it in the calendar. Right. So, right.
But I did put in the calendar, to be clear. Then Larsa and her new boyfriend, Marcus Jordan, who is making his first appearance on the series, are talking about how his father may or may not approve of their relationship, which cliffhanger removed. We already know because we listened to the podcast. He does not approve.
Yeah, he does not. No. Yeah.
What I can say is when Larsa first came on Miami, once they had the like resurgence, her first season back, I was like, And then she was so good last season. She seems to be bringing it again this season. Now she's bringing him mm-hmm. on. I feel like it's going to be a good season. We've also got Dr. Nicole coming in. Did you see the yacht that they're buying? Like,
yeah,
that is like next level money.
Yeah.
They sold their house. I think it was like triple the amount that Heather Dubrow sold her house, but I can't remember offhand.
So like 150 million?
Oh, shit. I misspoke.
You
Heather
did.
Dubrow's house sold for more.
Still wins. Yeah.
But I'm not mad about 44 million. If somebody wanted to buy my house for 44 million, I'd be all right with it. So Beverly Hills airs October 25th. And then Miami, November 1st. So we will get to watch Beverly Hills and Miami. New York will be over. And we'll start into new action here.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
All right, this next saga, maybe you can help me with a little bit.
Oh, which one's this?
This is the Jen Padronti Instagram post.
I feel like I just need to sit this one out.
No.
I could sit here for 2 hours and talk about this post. I'm going to read a few opinions and then go from there.
I'm going to read through exactly what we know in writing, and then you can add in your thoughts. How's that work?
Okay. All right.
The Instagram post says, "I would say we did amazing. I was supposed to do this, but I had no idea you were going to be hijacked. What was it like for you?" That was Jen. Then Ryan says, "Definitely a wild ride. I will say the hurt and betrayal is real. People you consider friends to be in our small community. We put so much emphasis on our 7 kids and have to have this type of misrepresentations about us both. The lies spoken about me hurt. People don't understand the impact of careless words. I get asked, would you do it again? And Jen says, I am like, yes, I am hopeful I can do it again. I think you and I both have had so much growth and so much clarity. coming to the end of this, we have both learned so much. Then on the dick pic shop
account,
Drunk John, which I love Drunk John. They always do hilarious pictures of all of us. So you like can't even be offended by them because most of the time they're quite right. accurate. she dick pic on the, from the business account. Ryan writes, well, I would assume Ryan, unless they have somebody that runs the dick pic shop Instagram because it's so thriving
at
the moment.
I'm going to doubt that.
There's a lot of typos. It's
I know. See, I have a harder time with the grammar. Like I have to back out when I want to correct it. Like I want to print it out and get a red pen and correct it and give it back.
It gives me the ick. Like it gives me the ick. There's so many typos. There's so many things I had to reread because it was in the wrong context. And listen,
right.
I can barely read. So the fact that I notice these issues are a bigger problem.
That's bad. If Teddy thinks it's bad, it's bad. Like,
it ain't good. Hey guys, just a little truth. Real truth. Vicky doesn't know me, Ryan. So he is admitting that it's him. She's never met me. We don't have one friend in common. Yet she shows up on national TV to compare me to somebody who faked cancer and then warned Jen about me saying I'm a bad guy. You can't be serious. Then this emoji, whatever this one is with the little glass.
I don't know. What is that?
It's like the little glass, the one glass eye looking up like,
oh.
Tamara equals Jen and I could go on for hours. Let's just say this washed up evil clown face had no storyline, so she showed up with a premeditated plan full of blatant lies to take down Jen and I in hopes to make a huge comeback on the show. Instead, she had an epic fail of a season. We were told by Minnie in her circle that her sole intention, he wrote, was to coke on and break us up. I think it's
I didn't get that. What's coke on?
I think he meant to say come on and break us up. Again, this thirsty attempt backfired on her, and she's done nothing but show her true clothes. I think he means colors. she is a friend to nobody. And the best part, it's only made Jen and I.
It's Jen and me. It is Jen and me. Please, if you take anything away from this podcast, it is Jen and me. I can't take it anymore. I'm going to lose it. It's Jen and me.
Jen and I stronger. Hashtag silver lining, heart with a present wrapped around it. Jen and I appreciate you all seeing Tamara for exactly spelled X-A-C-T-L-Y, who she is. Hashtag washed up. Then Jen, allegedly Jen, could also be Ryan. Well, thank you. It makes me so frustrated that because of her platform is huge, she uses that to spin and twist whatever she likes. These allegations go past RHOC. I have kids, family, I'm a foster mom, and I work for Animal Rescue because one person needs a storyline. She gets to defame Ryan and I. P.S. This has not had a period yet. She gets to defame Ryan and I over a picture she had no right to screen grab and keep in show publicly. Ugh, makes me furious. Thank you. I needed to hear your positive messages, your positive message today. Okay. So I may or may not have spoken to Tamara.
Okay. First of all, I have two thoughts.
Okay.
And I'm just going to go with those and then I'll let you say whatever. First of all, I even talked about this with Shane last night and he made the point, and because he's really smart. It drives me nuts sometimes. But he said Ryan was given the opportunity to go to the reunion and talk and tell his side of the story. He could confront Tamara. He could have whatever conversations he wanted. If she was lying about something, he could point it out. He could defend himself, whatever. But he chose not to go to the reunion. So when you choose not to go to the reunion, but then you get on Instagram and you write all these things about someone, it doesn't, to me, it just looks like you're being cowardly. And my other point was, Shane's been on the show for 5 years and you will never find anywhere where he has attacked another housewife or said something bad about another housewife. And Kelly Dodd attacked him hard first season. She said terrible things to him. She got in his face. They got in this fight. He never said anything. And I think it really boded well for him that he didn't get involved in it, that he didn't, he didn't direct me to say things. He didn't get on my Instagram. He didn't say, hey, babe, let's get on my Instagram and talk together and, you know, release a joint statement. He just stayed out of it. And I don't know. I think what Ryan's trying to do is repair things, but I think it just makes it worse.
Well, you want to know why Shane didn't do those things?
Well, I go ahead. You say it.
Because he's not a fame whore.
Yeah, he's not.
He doesn't care. He cares about your relationship. He feels comfortable in your relationship. He knows that things. I mean, I'm not going to pretend that I watched him his first season and I thought, gosh, I want to marry that guy. But
no, I mean, no one. I didn't either. I didn't want to marry him.
Like there were parts where I was like, ugh. But I think it is so much worse when you start just going online, attacking other women. He made a comment that if he came onto the reunion, he would be criticized for anything he said to Tamra. Listen, I actually disagree. I think at that point in the season, after we'd watched everything, if he came on, was just honest, apologized for the things that he did wrong. Maybe when he came on, if he didn't wear one of those jean jackets, that would have been helpful. And then just took ownership for the Snapchat picture. Like, I'm not necessarily sure why it's Tamra's fault that Tamra has a picture of his penis that he sent to people.
Well, I know. That's the thing. I mean, when you're 45 years old and you have children and you have an ex-wife and you have a new girlfriend and your girlfriend has kids and you have kids and you're sending pictures of your dick, I mean, out there on Snap. First of all, what 45-year-old has Snapchat? That's what I want to know.
No.
If my husband had Snapchat, I would be like, that's a problem.
Yeah, because everything deletes. But also, I did a little research myself.
Yeah.
So you know how the dick.
What, does Shane have a Snapchat?
Oh, yeah, he does. He's been sending me pictures of his limp dick. I've been loving it, eating it up.
Is that the research?
No. So what I'm curious about is, remember, allegedly the dick pic went to Heather Amin, who was on the episode, whatever.
Right. Heather Amin.
Yeah, where people were on the slip and slide and all that kind of thing. Ryan, ex-wife, is also named Heather.
Yes, I heard that.
So do we think he was meaning to send that dick pic to his ex-wife?
Maybe. I mean, it makes sense.
I mean, it would make more sense to send your dick, your flaccid dick, to your ex-wife than it would be to your friend, correct? Or your ex-friend?
I don't know, because I didn't really understand the relationship with Heather. I mean, I guess they were just friends, platonic friends.
You know, I do think when it comes to Tamra, she did say, listen, the part that they keep at, you know, doubling down on is that we were such close friends. They're not in the same crowd. They're not in the same circle. Tamra didn't bring her on to the show. Jen, I think, was hired before Tamra was hired back.
And isn't there the possibility that maybe they became friends because they were working out at Cut Fitness because they wanted to be friends with Tamra because they wanted to be on a show?
Clearly. And I'm sorry, that's a huge reason why you would work out at Cut Fitness. Like, right? You want, like, clear. And that's why they were, Tamra and Eddie were very smart to start that business. Because
people go there. It's like going to the zoo and seeing, like, you know, like
the animals,
Bengal tiger.
Yeah. Like you are hoping you're going to see that person.
You're
going to
catch a glimpse of the Bengal tiger when it comes out.
Yeah. And it's not saying that they're not good trainers or whatever it may be, or they didn't produce the best, you know, outcomes, but you go there for a reason. However, she had no intention of, you know, according to her, of premeditating breaking them up. She repeated he cheated on her during filming when she found out. The dick pic, as I said, was sent to Heather Amin while they were eating. Jen also commented she had no right to screen grab it. Heather, I apparently went to screen grab what I don't know. I don't have Snapchat. Or if I do, I don't utilize it. But I guess if you don't screen grab whatever anything's being sent to you, then you don't, it disappears right away. So my issue, or I guess what I'm confused about, is just repeatedly being upset that Tamra,
that someone screen grabbed it instead of being upset that it was actually taken and sent.
Yes. That's what I'm confused by.
Yeah.
Like if Edwin sent his dick to somebody, I
think he sends it to me and then you get pissed at me
because you took a picture of it.
Yeah.
No, I honestly, he wouldn't even have a dick anymore because I would have removed it.
Not there would be no more dick pics.
I don't know. And then in regards to Tamra, you know, her storyline, which is even weird to say, which I think is weird to say, like when you say
I think when you're on a show, first of all, I don't think you should use the word storyline. I think they tell us not to say that and not to refer to members as castmates, like your friends, and it's your life. And I get sick of that word storyline too. Like, oh, she doesn't have a storyline. Well, bitch, I don't need a storyline. It's my life. Like they're just filming what's going on, you know?
And I just think it would have resonated so much more with me in general. Like, listen, were there times during this season that I thought each one of you stirred the pot in one way? Yes, 1,000,000%. But I also think them trying to remove all blame from the things that Ryan did and blame other people for bringing it up is as ludicrous as Shannon being upset because she drunk called people and told them things that then came up. Like, that's just what happened.
Yeah.
But I guess we digress. We have to move on to our final housewife headlines, which is Kim Zolciak spotted getting flirty with Chet Hanks amid messy Croy Bierman divorce. They both took part in the series, which documents a group of D. Oh gosh, this is.
I know it's
I didn't
a D-list.
Say this. What it says. I know.
It says it in the article.
They both took part in the series, which documents a group of D-list celebs all living together under one roof. Multiple on-set sources say that Zolciak and Hanks were acting flirty towards each other. The couple were said to have really hit things off while on set of season 8 of the hit reality series. Hanks is the son of Oscar winner Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson.
Okay, when was this film though? Is this? Were they getting chummy and canoodling prior to all this coming out about the divorce
I'm wondering. I don't know. I don't know if this is like a super quick turnaround or this is why all the other drama started.
Right.
But
so we don't know the timeline.
We don't know the timelines. But I mean, other than that,
I mean, I do envision this Chet Hanks taking Kim Zolciak home with him to meet Rita Wilson and Tom Hanks. Like, can you picture that? Like, she has she's like a cigarette, like a solo cup, and she's like,
and a glass of Chard, and she's like, nice to meet you.
I'm sorry, how you doing? I'm Kim Zolciak. I've seen your movies.
Now I hate myself because I almost sang Money Can't Buy You Class because I forgot. What's Kim Zolciak's song? Oh,
don't be tardy for the party.
It filmed a month. It filmed last month. So the divorce stuff was already happening. But then remember they rekindled and then.
Yeah.
So who knows? Who knows what's going on? But other than that, the only other housewife headline we really have is just Ubo was on Watch What Happens Live. And apparently she's seeing someone. She kept her new relationship a secret. Andy has met him. He says he's handsome and strong. Uba is asked to rate her first reunion from 1 to 10. She says it's a 20. She went hard, but left feeling better. She got a 2-hour foot massage after the reunion, which is probably pretty smart. But Andy did say something. He said, I think the entire cast of Orange County went to dinner after the reunion. I don't think that's true.
No, I mean, Gina, Heather, Tamra, and I went to dinner. I do know that the invitation was extended to Jen, and Jen did say she was going to come, but then Ryan showed up at the reunion to pick her up, and so they ended up leaving, and she said that she had to get back home to her kids. I assumed that get back home to your kids meant Ryan didn't really want to go out to dinner with any of us, which is understandable.
Which makes
sense. I get it. I mean, that would be awkward. So I totally understood that. But then Shannon didn't come either. Shannon always says she has to take her makeup and her hair people out to dinner. I think she did that last season too.
I think she wants to be able to have a final dinner where everyone makes her feel better about the things she said and did.
So she clearly doesn't want to be around us.
Yeah, so she's like, hell no.
Yeah.
All right, well, we are going to close out this episode, and coming to you tomorrow will be our recap of Salt Lake and New York. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, the Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating Pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit tomboyx.com.